Hello, wonderful BKFK listeners. We have another Anansi story for you guys today. But first, let's hear who the BK superstars are this week.
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Los Angeles and I love to draw.
I'm Liddy and I'm 6 years old. I live in America in Springfield and I really like reading books.
My name is Omar and I am 9 years old and I'm from the USA. I love sports and video games.
Well done, guys. You did a super duper job. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
Anansi and the Yam Hills. Many, many years ago, there was an old woman. She could turn people into frogs. She could fly on a broomstick. She could boil magical potions. She was a witch. Not a terrible, evil witch, but she was rather irritable. And what irritated her more than anything was her name. She complained, "All the other witches have such wonderfully witchy names. Wendy, Wanda, Griselda, Maleficent. But no, my mother had to call me Five." That's right, her name was Five. For years, she'd been teased about it. She lost her temper every time people made a silly name for her, like High Five, or Fivey Kapivey, or Famous Five, or...
Stop it!
Excuse me?
I said, stop, young lady. If you say my name one more time, I'll turn you into...
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've had enough. I'm finally gonna do something about it. Ruby, tell them what I'm doing.
She's waving a wand in the air and sprinkling some dried frog powder on the floor.
I'm casting a spell, you nitwit. Now listen, if anyone ever says Five again and thinks they're funny and thinks they're clever, I curse all those people to stop and then they'll drop down and sleep forever.
Well, the curse worked. They didn't actually fall asleep forever, but they did sleep for at least a week. From then on, everyone who said the word Five instantly fell asleep. Just kidding. Obviously, I'm immune to the curse. I have special BKFK powers. But everyone else went straight to sleep. School teachers teaching kids?
Now, class, what is 5 multiplied by 5?
Merchants selling things.
How much for those shoes?
5 pennies each.
Now, you might remember Anansi, the clever little spider. He didn't really feel like working, but he did want to eat. So Anansi decided to use the witch's spell to get what he wanted. So he chose a spot on the road that went to the village market and got to work on his plan. In the shade of a leafy tree, he built 5 piles of soil. In each pile, he planted a yam, which is similar to a potato. He carefully watered each one until it began to grow.
Perfect,
he said, rubbing 2 of his 8 legs together. He then spun a web and waited. After a while, a dog came passing by. He had a basket of delicious fruits that he was taking to the market.
Excuse me, brother dog,
called Anansi.
Well, hello, Anansi,
said the dog.
How are you doing?
Actually, not so well. You see, I've tried to count my yam hills. I'm not a clever creature like you. Would you be so kind as to count them for me?
With pleasure,
said the kind dog. He began to count.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thump! down fell the dog, who fell fast asleep. Anansi gave a cry of delight. His plan was working. He gathered up all of the dog's fruit, dragged the dog under the shade of the tree where nobody would see him, and then waited for his next victim. It didn't take long until the bull came walking past. He was carrying a great bag full of tasty corn on his back. He was on his way to the market.
"Help, help!"
cried Anansi.
"What is it, Anansi?"
asked the friendly bull.
"It's an emergency! I need to count my yam hills at once!"
"Don't worry, little spider. I'm always happy to help a spider in need. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thump! Down fell the bull, who was instantly asleep. Anansi giggled and gathered up the bull's corn. He dragged the heavy bull next to the dog and again waited. He played this trick again and again. He tricked the lion, the rhino, the zebra, the warthog, the crocodile, the giraffe. Soon, they were all fast asleep around Anansi's tree. The day was coming to an end. Anansi had stolen so much food, but he decided to wait for one more victim. He heard a little clucking noise in the distance. Soon enough, he saw the chicken come waddling past on the way to the market.
"Oh, Miss Chicken!"
called Anansi.
"Anansi, what's up?"
"Well, I need your help. I have these yam hills here, but I have no idea how many I have. Can you count them for me?"
"Let me see, Mr. Spider."
The chicken walked up to the yam hills and jumped up onto one of them.
"You have 1, 2, 3, 4, and the one I'm standing on."
"What? What's wrong with you? That's not how you count."
"What's wrong with my counting?"
"There's no such number as the one I'm standing on. Count them again."
"There are 1, 2, 3, 4, and the one underneath me."
"Oh, come on, bird brain. That's not what you're supposed to say."
"Then what should I say?"
"You're supposed to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-oh.
Thump! Down fell Anansi onto the ground, fast asleep. The chicken had outsmarted the clever spider. She laughed, picked up her basket, and set off for the market. After about a week, Anansi woke up, surrounded by all of the animals he'd tricked. They'd woken up shortly before him and soon realized what had happened. Let's just say Anansi had a lot of explaining to do.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.